Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BA and can say, all right, son, like what you're trying to do, I did, you know? So he has those experiences, and then on top of it all, he's a pretty cool guy, you know? So, I mean, the kids like to hang with him, and he's going to work his butt off, and he's going to be honest and truthful, and he's been there and done that. And there's nobody really in the NBA world that he can't get on the phone, whether it's a GM, a player, a coach. You know, he's different. I'm proud of him, man. That's amazing get that, you know.
Because because the truth is, like, you can be a former player all you want, but that business is agent's business. That's cutthroat.
No doubt. It's like college basketball. He was very successful for the Tigers, you know, when we went out and got recruits. I mean, Mike knows how to relate, man, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do, and he works hard. And one thing at the end of the day, he's not going to be outworked, and that's why he made it 17 years in the NBA. I mean, he's just absolutely going to sacrifice and work hard.
Another key to his success
he learned a lot of that with the Miami Heat.
Yes. There you go.
Yes. I was gonna say, too, another key to his success, especially with getting a guy like Paolo, is he kept you far away from that process. He kept you out of that equation totally.
There you go, buddy. I love it.
Coach, let me ask you this, because you tied it. What's the talent look like coming out of the city the next few years? How's it looking?
Oh, it's great, man. You got Jay Nash, point guard. You got Brock Vice, a big 6'10", who has, I mean, he's a stud. You got Maverick Miller, who's working his butt off. You got, I mean, the MUS point guard. I mean, there's just a ton. There's a ton of talent. I mean, it's Memphis. And then everybody is looking up, I mean, to the Grizzlies. I mean, how awesome is this? And every kid, I mean, CJ, your son, I mean, is looking up. He probably wants to watch the Grizzlies tonight, I'm sure, with you. And he's like, you know, every kid in the city. So they're watching basketball, and it just makes it much better for organizations like Hoop City and Team Fat, et cetera, because all the kids want to play, and that's what we love. So we're just fortunate to have the Grizzlies, you know, helping us with that.
I heard Mav got an SEC offer last week. I heard Vandy offered. How far has his game come?
Oh, he's come a long way. He's got a lot. I'm proud of him, man. He works his butt off. He's just going to keep working, and it'll take care of itself. You know, he'll work hard, and it'll all take care of itself. I'm proud of him, how far he's come along. Just everything from his, I mean, you know, as every middle school kid is, their attitudes are tough, this and that. As you get up, he's a leader. He works so hard. I'm very proud of Maverick. I really am.
Ern, what you looking for out of Jonathan Lawson at Memphis? You had him. What do you think?
He's going to lead them, man. He led the Houston Mustangs to championship, let alone three other high schools. The kid's a winner. And with Coach Penny there and what they were doing at the end of the season, I just expect that they will keep winning, man. Jonathan Lawson is he's a winner. You can't say anything else about the kid. All he does is wins. And then how awesome were the Tigers at the last half of the season, and they almost took down Gonzaga. I thought they were going to get it, and it's just,
yep.
I mean, Penny's doing an awesome job for the city.
No doubt. Well, Memphis in May going on this weekend, going to have all kinds of prospects. John Conchar's AAU team going to be here in Memphis, Houston, and St. George's basketball all weekend long. Ern Dog, appreciate it, man.
Always
Thank
a pleasure
you.
To have you on, brother.
I appreciate you guys. And, hey, man, you can get let the people know Team Fad and Hoop City square off tomorrow at 4:50 p.m. at St. George's. Should be a good one.
Ooh, showdown.
Yeah, little Memphis matchup.
Yeah, we got to get after it a little bit. So Memphis it'll be fun to see.
Love it.
City board, come out and watch. 4:50 p.m. out of St. George's. Thanks, guys.
Are you coaching that one?
I'm an assistant coach, man. I know my role. You know,
wow.
I know my role. I got you know, big Bob Thornton and Scott Robinson there. They'll handle the
our man Bob.
All.
Our man Bob came back from Australia.
Yeah. He's giving back. He, you know, then he coached at Mississippi State. Now he's with the girls program. He's at Mississippi State. Now he's, you know, looking for a job, and he came back and he's coaching this summer with us.
My man Bob dipped on y'all in Houston, man. He went all the way to Australia in the middle of the season, man. I love it.
You need to get that paper, man. Get his money straight.
I like it.
Because all your picks, Patty, sharpen that pencil.
That's
man.
Right.
You're killing him.
No, I made Bob go to Australia because he was losing all of his money, tailing me. Yeah, I'm going to work
go
on that.
Find an Australia picker.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. All right, Coach. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yep. I appreciate you. Y'all have a great day.
Yep. You too,
thanks.
Brother.
He is Ernie Kuiper.
450 tomorrow?
Yeah, 450 tomorrow. Yep. I believe that one's at St. George's.
Team Thad versus Hoop City.
Yeah, not often you see two, you know, Memphis squads go up against each other in that fashion.
This kid from Blytheville.
Rashard Mitchell. Yeah, no, I had heard, you know, there could be some interest that Pitty at least wanted to watch him and see. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or not. I don't know. I want to say Coach can come to this event, right? Because it's all sanctioned and stuff now. But yeah, good stuff going on this weekend in Memphis. All right, we will come back. Jay Williams is going to join us. And then, look, we're going to get into this game. We're going to dive back into this game, maybe see if we can find some edges, see if we can find some angles to attack with a little over, under. We like to help you, right? I mean, we sort of tap into the context that we have around the industry. You know, what are they thinking about the numbers?
Over, under.
We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
ESPN, we're going to help you make some money along the way. That's what we do. Let's do some over-under.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
Ah, Patty's back to wreak havoc here with the over-under segment on a special Friday.
I'm better on NBA.
You've been really good on NBA.
I'm way better on NBA than I am NFL. I don't know why that is.
Well, I mean,
it's true. I think it's because I'm here in Memphis, and like basketball is just more intimate here.
And they say that the NBA is supposed to be actually harder than the NFL, no?
No, I don't buy it. It's just not true.
That's John going against the grain again.
No, it's just not true.
Okay, well, let's start off with tonight's Game 6. We're in the Bay. The tip is at 9 o'clock here on 92.9. We'll have the pregame at 8:30, gentlemen. We'll start with the actual game line for the Grizzlies. The number, 8.5.
Over. Under.
We already know what you're doing.
I'm going to do something that I've not done.
You're pushing it all in.
I'm going to do something that I have not done yet throughout these playoffs.
Careful.
I am going to speak to the team again.
Oh.
I am going to re-emphasize my words.
I like this.
Because
recycling.
The moment needs it. The moment demands this. It demands an effort not just from them, but from all of us.
Well, you're right.
That we have never put out.
Heard that.
And so I know there are going to be people who are getting a lunch. Maybe they didn't hear the words earlier in the afternoon. So what we're going to do is, in a game and in a stage and where the stakes have never been higher, we're going to give it to them again. We're going to give it to them again.
That's a great idea.
Before I go any further, I want to let everybody in this room know, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, that if this is where it has to end, if this is our end, you should be proud. You have fought with integrity. You have fought with valor. You have fought shorthanded. You have fought in a way that embodies the very community and city that you represent. And I think it's important for you to know that. But I also want you to know this. That same city and that same community and those same fans, they don't think it has to end here. They don't think it will. We heard them. They called. They spoke. The people have spoken. To prolong our lives in this series, sure, we're going to need some luck. But what is luck? If not the juncture where hard work meets opportunity. And who has worked harder than us, gentlemen? Who deserves opportunity, gentlemen, more than us? We are one step closer to becoming who we are destined to be. So let us go back to the very origins of this organization, to where it all began and where it will not end. Believe, Memphis, that is the only thing that separates us from Monday, is belief. Do we have more than they do? I'm betting. Hell yeah! Hell yeah we do! And so you ask me, 8.5? All in! CJ's tuition.
No,
Jake's tuition.
No,
Riley's
not,
tuition.
Not CJ's,
we're
no.
pulling it all together
no.
and we are putting it on 8.5 with a little bit of sprinkle on
and
the money line. You already know.
Yeah,
you already
foxy.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, I really do. I have a hard time.
You're going with the numbers. The
visualizing a breakaway. Could it happen? Anything can happen. But I think the odds are in our favor here. This is a tough team. This is a team that has made adjustments. This is a team that, in the Warriors, has seemed to not be able to make adjustments to the ones that we have made, right? And so I think you're going to get a big game from your bigs. I think defensively they've done a great job of taking Jordan Poole out of the game. Klay has not been himself, even at home. They scored 101 points in game 4. I am just not that intimidated by the Warriors anymore. I don't think they are either. So is it going to be tough to win? Of course it's going to be tough to win. But I think this is going to be a competitive game. I think you're foolish if you think it's going to be anything other than a competitive game. We have 5 games of this. We have 5 games, 2 outliers. Every other game has been within a point, within a possession or two. So, yes, this is going to be a close game. I love 8.5 here. I feel privileged to get it.
So you're under. Because the Grizz will cover,
yes,
you're saying.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go with John. The speech,
yay,
was going to make a difference to me. You know, what the words that were said, he has moved me to a point I don't Jeff asked me the same question this morning. Just because everybody feels like it's going this way, you too, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's
when
scary.
I've it's done scary. That, I've jumped on with you. Usually it's led to.
But you wouldn't think.
Usually it's led to sorrow.
You really think the Warriors, if they win this game, are going to win by double digits? Because that's what you're saying. If you pick Warriors -8.5, you're saying they're going to win by double digits.
Here's how that it. The only adjustment really for Golden State is shots dropping.
Yeah.
Is those shots that Steph and Klay haven't hit, they're going in. Could that happen? Yeah, it could happen. And that's the way I'm gonna go with the Grizzlies have been very good defensively against Steph, and that you get more of that instead of the 40 point, 45-point
yep.
game that I'm sure many out there are sort of envisioning from this.
It wasn't happening in the Denver series either besides the first two games, and Denver is significantly worse than the Grizzlies, even without Josh.
I mean, he shot 40% from three in the Denver yeah. series, though. He's been. You've done a better job right. on him than Denver did.
Right. But, yeah, we're both in agreement here. Take the Grizzlies and the points.
Steph Curry points tonight, 27 and a half.
Over. Under.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be over. I mean, I just think he's going to put up enough shot. The volume is just going to be there for him. That doesn't mean if he goes over, the Grizzlies lose the game. But I just think for them to have a shot in this, it's going to be Steph having 28, 30 plus. The volume is just going to be on his side here. So mm-hmm. I think you just have to roll with the over here.
I'm with John. I think he takes the shots to get there. And even if he's missing, like he told you last game, he's going to continue to shoot them. If he's going down in this one at home, last
yep.
game at home,
oh, yeah.
it's going to be
guns
him taking the shots.
Yep.
So I expect him to be over.
It'll be a 30, even in a 31. Loss. Even in a loss, y'all like that. Over.
Oh, yeah, he can have 34 in a loss yeah. all day.
It's fine as long as Clay and Poole haven't done that too.
Exactly. Right.
You can yes. beat them still.
Jordan Poole points tonight, 19 and a half.
Over. Under.
So yeah, that's three last game, about. You know he's going to be trying to go over.
I want to say he's only gone over this number once.
And they've got Brooks guarding him. Pretty much. Is that what they're doing with Poole? Or who do they – I mean, they're mixing it up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're switching a lot.
Brooks was
that.
Still on Steph for a great deal of the time last game.
He's gone over this number twice in the series. Three times in the series. He had 31 game one where he just exploded. He had 20 in game two, 27 in game three, which was the outlier. But then since then, he only had 14 in game four, only had three in game five.
Look, we need him under.
I think it's imperative. I think he's going to be the focus of the game plan, if I'm being honest.
Yep.
Because when he goes off for them, which he did in game one, they win. That's just the truth. He is more so the second option on this roster right now with Clay shooting the way he is. So could Clay bounce out of that? Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it. Jordan Poole is the guy that I'm keying in on if I'm the Memphis Grizzlies. And so I think as a result of that, they are going to do their damnedest. If Steph does what he does,
yeah.
right, you live with that. Just like Dallas with Luka. Luka can go off as long as you don't let Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith, you know, hit 6, 7, 8 threes.
Yeah.
I think that's the role for Jordan Poole tonight. I think they do a good job of it. I think they take him out of the game. He'll have 15, 16. I don't think he gets to 20.
Push him, punk him, push him around, try to punk him. That's what you do with Jordan Poole. He's only 22. Mm-hmm. Steph and Clay, they know how to deal with that. They're vets. They've been there before when you try to do it to them. Do it to Poole like you did it last game. Let's see how he deals with it because I still think you can get in Poole's head. You push him around, let him make him feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Because when Poole's comfortable, he's getting to his spots, he's making faces, the shots are dropping, he's blowing by guys, getting to the hole. That's because you're not putting him on the ground. Mm-hmm. Give him a good one. Give him a good shove like you did last game. Be physical with him. You'll keep him under this
game. He also does not do a great job of getting to the free throw line. He had no free throw attempts.
He's not great against physicality.
He's only shot more than three free throws in one game in this series. So he just doesn't get to foul line. I think that helps in terms of his point total.
All right, let's go to the Grizzlies side here. Trip points tonight, 17 and a half.
Over. Under.
He's a new dude this series.
He is. So I think
a confident dude.
I mean, look.
Going over.
The Grizzlies have to have more than that from Jaren to win this game. He looks confident. He looks like he believes the shot is going in. There's a time in the last series where, like, you could just sort of see him wearing that on his
sleeve. I think he was intimidated by Karl-Anthony Towns. Yeah. He's not intimidated this series.
And he's also decided he's good now.
He's also not having to worry about being in foul trouble as much. I think that's a huge lift off of him. He was constantly being put pressure on by Cat, you know, and he was out of the game.
Talked about it all week long.
And so I think he's also able to settle into more of a rhythm with the offense because he's out there. So, yeah, I think this is absolutely an over spot.
That's fair. And then finally, Dylan Brooks, who 2 games ago, this whole city hated Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear, man. We came in here, like, was it Wednesday? And it was like death day for Dylan Brooks. And then, of course, the bounce back. 18 and a half, Dylan Brooks.
Over. Under.
Yeah, this has not been a great series for him offensively whatsoever.
I'm going to go under. Because I think he's
told himself,
I'm just going to be
the
role guy, do everything I have to. What I'm not going to do is shoot us out of this
thing. Right.
So I'm going to go under.
He has not gone over that number
like you, what
one
you're
time
saying,
in this series. He hasn't even come close to that.
He's
in
tried,
series.
Believe me.
He don't want to hear it all offseason that he shot you out of another game.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either.
I mean,
he's going to be reserved.
Yeah.
What I would look for if I was going to play Dylan Brooks anything, it would be like a three-point ladder. Like, I could see him having three or four threes. You know what I mean? But like, I wouldn't really touch a total. I wouldn't, you know, because I just don't know. You know, I just don't know what the volume is going to be for him. And he just has not been shooting well at all from
again,
three.
If it's coming going to the basket and it's open threes, I'm good with that. It's just I just think we know he's not gonna put himself in a position where he's the thing we're talking about going into this offseason because he shot 25 shots and you know, missed 19.
That's
not happening.
He has only got to the foul line two times the entire series. I mean, that's another thing. It's like he's just not generating the contact. He's not going inside, right? He's settling for outside shots. Like, he's got to find a way to create that. I can't trust him to do that given the history of the series. So, yes, I will say under. But that's they don't need Dylan Brooks to go over. They need Tyus to show up. They need Brandon Clark to have a big game.
Jaren.
You know, Jaren. Bane has to go off. I mean, that's just the truth. Anyway, there you have it. We just made you some money tonight. Enjoy that. Same game, probably that thing up. We'll come back. Jay Williams is going to join us. We'll ask him, are you on the ship? Are you off the ship? All that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That and more.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is the great Jay Williams. Catch him on KJNM every morning right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins us every Friday. He joins us now. Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
Nervous, man. A little anxious. You know how it goes. That means we're alive.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's about to happen, right? I mean, it's going down tonight.
Well, wow. I mean, you're getting off the ship? I mean, we can't.
Who's getting off the ship?
He's not off the ship. He's okay. Trying to get two Tom Ford suits.
Yeah, I mean, let's.
Yeah, what are you talking about getting off the ship, man?
You sound like you said it's going down tonight. I didn't know if you meant the series ends.
Jeez, why?
I don't know why, John.
Can we lose all this pessimism?
I don't know what's happening.
I was saying it's going down tonight, man. It's going down tonight. Like,
love it.
What's up? Like, let's go.
And that this thing's coming back to Memphis.
I like
Sounds
it.
Good.
I like
let's
it.
Let's save some of it.
Jason, what is John
I don't,
talking about?
I don't know,
today?
Man.
Why'd you call me with that energy? I don't need that energy today.
It is weird, bro. I don't know where you got up on the wrong side or something.
John, what did I do to you today? What happened?
No, maybe it's how much trash you talk to him at 360. Just, he can't understand you anymore.
No, I understand him. No, I mean, look, in terms of what happened at the events of last week, I'll be very clear about it. It had nothing to do with you and everything to do with me. You know, that was just as a competitor, you left the door open. I didn't take advantage. I got to live with that.
Look, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships before where people have said, it's not you, it's me. And I get it. There's some internal conflict that they really have that they need to work on. And I understand if that's how you're coming out, John, whatever you need to do that helps you ease the pain of the loss.
Hey, but real talk.
I'm all about mental health, John.
Yeah.
I'm about mental health.
Same here, brother. Same here. So, but in all honesty, though, you tweeted about it. How dope was that facility at Shoot 360?
By the way, so I got to tell you, this is where the conversation's up for me, too, because, you know, Jason was low-key chilling on the sideline watching. And John and I were getting shots up. And, John, I have to admit, the door was open. We just went back to NBA threes, and it was a little bit deeper. I think slightly out of your range.
Yep.
But it did go for me, like, I like it here, too. Like, how do I own one of these? I want to start some of these in North Carolina.
You should.
These are some of the dopest things I've ever seen, man. Like, the technology, no wonder Golden State is shooting the ball at an incredible clip. You got that in your practice facility. I need that in my house.
Absolutely. Well, to that point, they clearly have not been out there as much as they need to be in this series because they have shot the ball pretty poorly against the Grizzlies. And obviously it's an elimination game tonight for Golden State and the Grizzlies. How do you just sort of see tonight going, Jay? Is this a situation, Grizzlies coming in as 8.5-point dogs, tough spot, having beat the Warriors by, you know, a million points? What's the script for tonight's game for the Grizzlies?
I think if you're Memphis, the last game is over with. But I think it did show you that there is a physicality that you can have with this team. Like, having – like it just makes me wish that Stephen Adams was playing from game one.
Yep.
Like, just like Stephen Adams, Brandon Clark, like that physical presence, getting 18 offensive rebounds, how you can beat them up on the boards, and also the defensive sense of urgency. And look, Golden State tries to outshoot you, right? They got a bunch of slingers on their team. Like, that's how they try to roll. So my thing is, like, I take all that stuff, whoop that trick. Okay, Steph, like, all that. Like, and you need to continue to channel that and bottle that energy. Because they, you know, they can win on the road. They can get this game. And Golden State is vulnerable, man. Like, I don't think there's a respect level, too, that they have since Ja isn't playing. So I look, all my money is on is on Memphis tonight to win it, because I think they have a legitimate chance if they play with a sense of urgency and if they get hot.
Yeah, don't make shots. I'm with you 100%, and have said it the last couple of days. Like you're absolutely. They have established that when Steven Adams and Jaren are in there, they have the absolute advantage. And I'm not sure, Jay, that the lineup of death or whatever the heck they call it out there, where you've got Draymond at center, since Draymond's not a real offensive threat. You know, that you know, Steven's able to combat that. I mean, it's not like Carl Anthony Towns where you had to take him off the floor, right? So it just seems like, to me, to your point, if I'm going down tonight, I'm doing it trying to play my game and pound those guys.
And Dylan Brooks, I need you, like, Bane, I need all you guys to stay attached to the hips of shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, force them to drive the ball inside to your help defender. That's Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams. Right? And for, like, yo, let Draymond, you know what? Love your podcast. I think you have a brilliant career in media when this is all said and done. I love that you, as an athlete, you're building out your empire, what it looks like. But you have to make shots from the outside to beat us, man. You have to drop 25, 30 tonight to beat the Memphis Grizzlies. And if you can't do that, y'all ain't going to win.
Jay, how much of a factor has Steve Kerr's absence been for the Warriors?
Y'all, John, I'm going to tell you this. Like, real talk, I am really happy that Mike Brown took that job with Sacramento before that last game.
Oof.
I'm telling you, like, I am telling you, if you're the Sacramento Kings, if you're Vivek Ranadive, you're watching this,
yeah.
And you're like, whoa, 55 points?
Mm.
Whoa. I know there's an absence, but damn. Like, that is a team that is not ready to play. That is a team that has a lot of questions. And I get there was a lot going on with Draymond Green and Adrian Payne, his college teammate at Michigan State, passing away. And I get that 2 hours before the game, like, there's a difference. But, man, like, that's alarming. The guy, you know, if he had that job up for 2 days afterward, he's not getting that job. So I'm a little bit I think that's a huge loss or not. I think they have the veteran presence to overcome it. But, I mean, have we ever had a world champion – that has gotten beat up by 50
plus point, we had 55 point deficit.
No way.
Without the other team's best player, have we ever had that?
Ain't
before?
No way. No way.
Nope. Nope. And that's why they're not going to be. I do want to get your thoughts on the importance of Jordan Poole, because they're in the wins and where Golden State has looked the most impressive in this postseason, whether it was game three, game one here against Memphis, games one and two against the Nuggets in the previous series, the correlation in all of those games has been Jordan Poole having 25, having 30. And on the other side of that, when the Warriors haven't looked good and when they've gotten beaten and when they eke out the win against the Grizzlies in game four, Jordan Poole basically has not shown up. Is there a correlation to the Warriors and what Jordan Poole gives them on a night on a nightly basis?
I'm with you on that, John. I think there is. I will say this, though. I think one of the things that I've seen without John Morant, which always brings in these type of questions, right? So when Ja's on the floor, man, they target him offensively. I don't know if you guys have been seeing that.
Sure.
I mean, they'll run him screen action. And, like, when they get the right matchup, like, they'll attack him and try to take his legs away from him in the offensive end by attacking him defensively. And when he's not on the floor, there's a lot more interchangeable pieces. So they can't really find those mismatches as much as they would look like the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, it's interesting because there's always a lot of talk around what Steph or what Clay could do. But it does feel as like Jordan Poole is the one momentum guy that in this series has gotten Steph going, has gotten Clay going to a degree. And if you can minimize him, then all of a sudden you're forcing Steph and Clay. I mean, Clay can play, but you're forcing him to do things at a later stage where you have better athletes at that position than they are. You know, and I think that's a major advantage. And you keep throwing bodies at them. You wear them down over time. So I think limiting Jordan Poole kind of limits the momentum that he creates with those scoring spurts that he brings to the table.
You know, the other guy, we haven't touched on him yet, but he's been an X factor for Golden State, especially in those two wins out there, was Otto Porter Jr.
Yep.
And he's got that. He's listed as questionable. He's been big because, you know, he can step out there, hit those threes, but he's also helped them on that offensive glass. How much of a factor, Jay, has he been? Have you been surprised at how big he's been in this series for them?
Yeah, I guess to an extent. I mean, it takes role players to win championships. So we know that on any team. But I think his size and his ability to knock down shots from the outside, and I think just that toughness of what he brings in the defensive end too, man. Like, he's a switchable
piece.
They
don't have anybody like him. Yep.
Like, it's something actually I think that Memphis has that is understated, right? Like, there's a lot of interchangeable pieces. You know, that is important. Like, because all of a sudden you don't have as many holes in your defensive scheme when you have a lot of versatile pieces. And that versatility is something that's unique for Otto Porter.
Last thing on Grizzlies. If they force a game seven, are they winning the series?
I need to hear from you guys because you guys are boots on the ground, right? If they win tonight, does John Morant come back for game seven at home?
Mm-hmm.
They've continued to use the word doubtful.
He's officially done.
They said
rest
doubtful.
Of the postseason. Did they doubtful
yeah,
for the rest of
yeah,
the postseason?
Yeah.
So I don't think so, Jay.
You wait on this tsunami from Golden State, and you know, other than Game Three, you know, we just haven't seen it.
I tell you right now, I think Golden State is flirting with fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're flirting with major fire. If they lose this one tonight, like I still think you have to give the slight edge to Golden State just because of name power. But like, if it goes back to Memphis, man, like I'll pick Memphis to win that one.
Yeah,
if they can get this one tonight, because I think that home court advantage goes a long way. And here's the thing: I will say that's a major caveat. No, that crazy record that people kept talking about that Memphis had, you guys had without John Morant, 22-1, whatever the record is.
21-6 now.
Man, like, yeah, man. That was 21-6?
Yep.
Yeah, those back-end games. Okay. But I think that, like, that cohesion, like, that cohesiveness, I just made up a word, cohesion. I don't even know if it's a word. I'm so damn tired. Like, that goes a long way, man. And seeing that team come together like this, if they can pull this one off, this will be one for the ages.
I think cohesion is going to be in Merriam-Webster. I think you're fine on that one.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Cohesiveness, cohesion.
I'm a little bit frazzled.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play it safe.
No, you're frazzled like the Warriors. There's no doubt about that. Talking to our man Jay Williams, joins us every single Friday here on the show, and always do appreciate his time.
Yes, sir.
Another series tonight. It's been a true zigzag series, right? Boston loses a game, Milwaukee loses a game, Boston loses a game, Milwaukee loses a game, and we're going here to Game 6 in an elimination setting for Boston. Do they find a way on Milwaukee's home court to get this to 7 games, or are we going to see Giannis in the Eastern Conference Finals again?
I think Milwaukee closes it out, man. I think they do tonight. I don't think you can allow it to go back to Boston. I will say this, man. Down the stretch, I don't know if you guys find yourselves wondering this, Jason and John, but how come the ball is not in the hands of Jason Tatum? What am I missing?
Marcus Smart had the ball way too much, man. I don't get it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
It's like he had the turnover that led to the Jrue Holiday three.
Yep.
Then, you know, they get the offensive rebound, right? And then you have the play in which the sideline out of bounds, which he makes the right read. But, you know, look, there's sometimes, and I'm not saying, I know Marcus Smart has made some plays, but we had a guy in college, without saying his name and throwing him under the bus, where one time he came into the huddle, and he's like, guys, I made the right read. I was open. And literally myself and two other teammates said, well, you're open for a reason, man. They want you to catch the ball. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And I know it's kind of a slight, but these are things that happen sometimes in the game. Like, I want the ball in the hands of Jason Tatum. Like, down the stretch, find a way to get this dude the ball. Even when Marcus Smart is guard, you turn, you face, you catch. You don't put the ball down on the ground for two dribbles. Man, it's one dribble. Your head is automatically up. That's a kick pass ahead for anybody else. You know, and you knock down that shot by Jason Tatum. So I think they have to get back to playing their way that they played starting January at that team meeting where it's unselfish basketball. That's how they have to do it.
Jay, explain to me how James Harden only takes two shots in the second half of a closeout game. What am I looking at?
I think you're looking at somebody that sabotaged that team.
Quit. He wants Doc out of there. Yep.
Sabotage. Quit, Jason. I don't understand how and here's the messed up part about it. After the game is over, when a reporter asked him about, you know, does he feel as if Doc Rivers isn't calling any plays designed for him? Him not answering that question and saying next question,
man.
Like what the hell is going on?
It's the knife.
That you're a franchise.
Just slipping the knife in his back. To your point,
no.
It couldn't be more obvious.
And Jason, you got Joel Embiid up there in the post presser saying, "I don't know. We expected the James Harden from Houston. We got a different guy. We got a facilitator. So how is this team supposed to move forward? How are you going to pay this dude a max? He's going to opt into his contract, but you're going to fire Doc Rivers and bring in Mike D'Antoni. Why are you disrespecting Joel Embiid? Because we had Amari Stoudemire on our show today, and he's like, yo, I had to fight Mike D'Antoni because all he wanted to do was involve me in pick and rolls and play me on a perimeter when my ass should have been down low on the block. So I'm like, well, you're going to slap Joel Embiid in the face again? Jimmy Butler, his ex-teammate, just beat him. Like, they didn't keep him. They paid Tobias Harris over him. And now you're telling me you're going to choose Mike D'Antoni or James Harden over Joel Embiid? What is going on, Philly?
Yeah, see,
hot mess.
Again, like, I just feel like this is the worldwide leader bias. Like, y'all would rather talk about the loser of this series than talk about the winner. All the Miami Heat have done all year long is handle business.
No.
Y'all still ain't giving them
Jay.
No love.
No, John, you know what happens? When you're on the highway and you're stuck in traffic and you wait for an hour to get up to the accident, as much as you want to blow by the accident, you're like, damn, that happened? Oh, my God. And then you're like, why am I going 2 miles per hour? And people are beeping the horn at you. I'm like, yo, Robert, that's what you're watching here. But we're going to talk about the Miami Heat. I can sit there and talk all day about Gabe Vincent, about Max Strus. But
yes.
They ain't names like Joel Embiid and James Harden.
It's just true.
We're calling James Harden one of the most innovative offensive players we've ever seen in the game of basketball. That's a train wreck. You stop and you talk about train wreck.
No, you're right.
Well said.
I guess I'll just be patient, man. I'll be patient when the Miami Heat are in the NBA Finals
yet again.
About
losing to Milwaukee.
Whoa.
That's what we'll talk about.
Not happening.
John, that's what you're saying?
Miami is going to the NBA Finals.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my take on that, John, real quick with you. I think that Jimmy Butler has been probably the best player in the playoffs. He's been one of them.
Thank you.
I don't know if he's enough to get them over the hump at the end, though. It's always my question with him.
We got Hero. We got Bam. Season. Come on. We got depth, man. What? We got players.
What, we?
Yes.
Like, did you start saying we? Are you not a Memphis Grizzlies fan? What is going on? We now?
Miami Heat.
He jumps around.
They have printed money for me all year long, man. So, yes, they are we. They're reliable as anybody. You know this. You're in that world.
Greed, Jay. It destroys us all. It destroys our soul.
I get it, Jay. I get it.
I feel like I'm part of the team.
Now I know.
Yeah, man.
Now I know where your loyalty lies. Your bank account. I respect that.
Yep, my Eastern Conference team. That's what we do. Hey, Jay, man. Love you as always. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, brother.
You too, brother. All right, guys. Talk soon.
Yep, he is Jay Williams. Join us every single Friday here on the show. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, Philly, I don't know where you go. I don't know what you do. I don't know how many bodies they're going to pile up along the way. Doc, is he safe? What are they going to do with James?
I mean, it's Morey. He's invested in Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether or not it seems one way or the other, he opts in.
Right.
Or he takes a little bit of a pay cut to get more years like Chris Paul did. Either way, you're invested with him and Embiid. It's not going to work.
No, because D'Antoni,
it's the wrong players.
D'Antoni is not going to feature Joel Embiid, right?
Yeah, like, and he'll be sick of that quick.
And so
Joel Embiid.
So yeah, I that's just not a marriage that's going to work out.
You can tell Embiid's like Embiid said it. He's like, he's not the James Harden from Houston. He's just a playmaker now.
Right.
That's not going to be enough to get them over the hump in that East.
D'Antoni was the
much less a title.
Coach in Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those years with Steve Nash and Amari.
Yeah, that's what Amari was talking about. You know, chained up to that. You know, couldn't do anything. Couldn't show off his skills.
Well,
the other part about D'Antoni is that people will tell you there's no defense in it. He plays none, and so that's not going to work either.
Right.
You know, with Philly just trying to outscore people.
And Amari and Joel Embiid are just two totally different players.
And this James Harden is not Houston James Harden. So D'Antoni having him, it's not the same.
Exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's just as bad almost as the Lakers situation.
All right. We will come back. Once again, our man Dennis just continues to meet the call and answer the bell. Love him as always. He's running around here. Shout out to Dennis, man.
Man of the people.
He really is.
We love him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.